In the name of Jesus. Amen. Does Apostle Paul operate with a double standard in our text? When he went first to the city of Corinth, he did not use the words of wisdom to convert the pagans, but decided to know nothing except for Jesus and him crucified. But now he says, yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom. It is as if we were to preach elementary doctrine to non-Christians in order to convert them, but among the baptized, we are to preach a different message, a higher and more spiritual one. Nowadays, we often hear people speak, where are you spiritually? Where do you want to be spiritually? How close do you want to be with God? Well, how spiritually did you wake up this morning? Did you wash your face and eat your breakfast, either spiritually or physically? Have you come to the chapel more spiritually today than when you came here yesterday? When the old Adam gets religious, one of his favorite tricks is trying to turn the creed into do-it-yourself kit. The tricks have one purpose: to tie us up in ourselves. The wisdom Paul speaks of is not of the world or of the rulers of the world. It is of God. Besides, the wisdom of God was not something more spiritual or higher than the elementary one, but it was nothing other than Jesus of the Good Friday. For Paul wrote, if the rulers of this age had understood this, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Here, Paul is not operating with double standard, changing the message according to his audience. To the mature, too, Paul still speaks nothing but Christ and him crucified. We never graduate from Jesus. We never get tired of hearing his story. We know that one of the best ways to ruin the good mystery story is to read the end before finishing the rest of it. Whether it is a book, or a manga, or we run on cable TV, knowing how the story is going to turn out usually takes the fun out of it. But the story of Jesus is different. We know the end of the story, that Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried, and that he was raised from the dead. But knowing the end of the story doesn't take the mystery away. In fact, it may just make him and his story all the more mysterious. Who really is Jesus? What kind of person is he? What really happened to him? And even more importantly, what is he doing here and now today for you? The rulers of the world, Herod, Pontius Pilate, and Caiaphas, couldn't understand the wisdom of God because their expectations about the Messiah did not fit with Jesus in the Gospels. Jesus was too human. He looked too powerless and majesty-less. For the rulers of the world, Jesus was what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined. Jesus was hidden from their sight. When we have a privilege of bringing the gospel to unbelievers, we face a similar situation. I once heard of a story of a Japanese high school student in Indianapolis about, say, 10 years ago. There was my father, as serving as a missionary pastor. One day, a Lutheran high school called him up and said, "Pastor Masaki, why don't you come and help us? We have a student from Japan. We would like you to meet with him to let us know how much he has understood Jesus." So my father went to see him. When this young boy realized that my father was a pastor, he started to ask so many questions about God, about Christ, about virgin birth, resurrection, and so on. So my father suggested, "Why don't you come to my house and we will serve you some Japanese food? Then I will answer all your questions." "Wow, Japanese food? Pastor Masaki, I'm so happy to have Japanese food because I haven't eaten it for more than 1 year." So he came and ate sushi and sashimi, tempura, you name it, all kinds of great Japanese food. Gradually, the high school boy started to tell his story, how he was always fighting, stealing, and getting arrested while he was still back in Japan. He also wanted to get out of a gang of boys, but he wasn't allowed to do so for a long time because he was too afraid of getting severe physical punishments when withdrawing from the group of about 30 boys, because they would all kick him, punch him, and even burn his palms with the fire of cigarettes. So finally, his parents sent him over to America with the hope that he would be a better person. But of course, it didn't happen. And put into American school, he even suffered more. He did not understand English. He wasn't able to make friends. He simply wanted to return back to Japan. But on that day, however, he heard the words of the law and the words of the gospel, to the point that he asked, "Can such a sinful man like me also be forgiven and saved?" "Yes," replied my father. Only the voice of the law had struck his heart. Then my father proclaimed Jesus, his virgin birth, his cross, his resurrection. In this way, all his questions were answered, not by learning about Jesus, but by hearing him. This boy repented his sins. He took catechism lessons, and a few months later, he was baptized and went back to Japan and still remained as a Christian there. Like the rulers of the world, Jesus of the Good Friday was hidden from this boy. But the Spirit gave him understanding through the preaching of Jesus the crucified. What concerns or problems do you carry today? In our life, unexpected things do happen. Sickness of our child, injury of our spouse, struggles with sin and sinfulness. We may feel powerless, weak, lonely, even on this beautiful community and campus. Yet to be empty-handed is a blessing, because then we are ready to receive everything from him. Recognition of weakness is openness to the Lord's gifts, having their way with us as his gifts. As we grow as Christians, we become more aware of how sinful we really are than how we previously have thought. Our confessions use the term bottomless to describe our sinful condition. If Jesus the crucified was the good news for that Japanese boy, is even greater good news for you. Because as you and I grow as a baptized, the knowledge of our sin only increases. Are you spiritual this morning? Are you a mature Christian? Yes, you can reply. Not because of what we may bring before the Lord, but because of the gifts that Jesus continues to bestow on you from Calvary. Your Lord is Jesus, who went to Calvary for you. And we still proclaim and know nothing except for Jesus and Him crucified. Amen.